Welcome back, football. So good to see you. And welcome to the Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for tuning in. A little old school MA dollar signee. I love it, Del. And we're going to put a few dollar signs in your eyes here as we get you ready for the first big Sunday of the NFL season. And that includes what will be weekly visits from Arthur DeCesar of the famed Las Vegas Superbook. He's going to come in here and give us the skinny on all the betting action at the books. If you caught the last episode, you know that we have a new host, and that's me. But also, too, we have an old format that's an old format. We're getting back to the 600 seconds, 10-minute format, high-protein, low-fat, jam-packed with actionable information, get you in and out and on your way to the window. And for all those that reached out with warm words about the relaunch, thank you very much. It is very appreciated. And if you did like the new format and you like what you hear today, please take a second and rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. We thank you for that. With me on the wheels of steel is my man, Del. Del, how you feeling this Friday?
I'm feeling great. Couldn't be happier that football's back. We got our asses handed to us last night with our Thursday night pick, We got lots of picks for Sunday, and we'll definitely be bouncing back here.
That's right. Plus 2.5 Rams did not go over that well, but we did get the under 10 in the first quarter. So pod picks, 1-1. I'm excited for the weekend as well, too. Big Sunday. I got some dinner plans as well. I got some adult plans. Get those out of the way and then get down to business on Sunday. So let's go. Let's put 600 seconds on the clock.
Here we go.
All right, we waste no time getting down to business with some week one picks. And my weekly NFL underdogs column back again at covers.com. And the name of the game is underdogs. I can only pick underdogs. And unfortunately, I whiffed LA +2.5 on Thursday. The Rams just got handled. But we moved past that and we looked to Sunday. Now, when the column came out last Sunday, I took Jacksonville +3.5 before the big betting groups moved in earlier this week. Bump this line all the way through a field goal to +2.5. Now, if you missed the best of the number, maybe you get the 2.5. Maybe you buy up 3. Maybe you take Jags money line +120. I ain't mad at you. It's all good. Love the Peterson hire in Jacksonville. Love the foundation being built around Trevor Lawrence to succeed. Love the skill players that they brought in, as well as the running backs at Chandon Robinson. And the defense also had a smart hire in Mike Caldwell. This is their new DC, a linebacker coach on a team just loaded with linebacker talent. So give me the Jags and the points. I also love the Pittsburgh Steelers +6.5 versus Cincinnati. It's a big rivalry game with perceptions of these teams headed in opposite directions. Steelers downgraded, projected to finish last in the AFC North. But Trubisky is a much livelier QB than Big Ben. This defense still dominant, going to add in some wrinkles with blitz packages. Thanks to Brian Flores, who's on the staff. The Bengals rolling out that new look offensive line, and everyone's buzzing about it. But they didn't get any full speed reps. And Joe Burrow out during the preseason and camp due to the appendectomy. So since he may win this one, but I'm gladly taking the points with Pittsburgh. And I told myself going into week one, I said, be selective and be smart and stick to your bread and butter and don't get overexcited. And it's completely gone to shit. I have way too many bets. I'm only human, but I do think these bets here are well handicapped, well thought out. I'm going to share them with you. Dallas Goedert over receiving yards. I got over 45.5 when it opened. Now up to 48.5, some places 47.5 out there. Despite A.J. Brown and Ivonne Smith, Goddard still that dude for Jalen Hurts. He was huge at the end of last year. He was big in the playoffs. He had a 22-yard touchdown catch in the preseason opener. The Lions going to be guarding against the run, and it opens things up for the passing game. Goddard had a big game, 72 yards. He grabbed 6 of 7 balls thrown his way versus Detroit. It was a blowout on Halloween last year. And this is a Lions defense that gave up the second most yardage to tight ends in 2021. I bet the Saints -5.5 at Atlanta. This one doesn't need much explanation, top to bottom. Saints, one of the best rosters out there. And if the offensive skill players can come anywhere near their ceiling, this could be the best two-way team in football. Now, the defensive line is elite. They stuff the run. They get after the quarterback. They're taking on a terrible Falcons team and QB Marcus Mariota. He has 30 friends and family coming to the game. That's very exciting for him. He's thrown 30 total passes in regular season games over the past 2 years. 30. Also, love to sprinkle in a defensive touchdown being scored here. A lot of chaos going to come from this New Orleans defense getting after them. Jameis Winston, he might get a little overexcited. He's been known to throw a pick six or two. Got that +215. Yes, defensive special teams touchdown. Sprinkle that in with the Saints -5.5. I also took Jacoby Brissett under 203.5 yards versus Carolina. This number is higher out there if you want to go under. So shop around and find that best number for your bet. Brissett, just a game manager at best. He's going to be handing off a bunch of these running backs. And when he does drop back, this is a guy who's not a threat to throw the football far. He has a banged up offensive line in front of him. And then he's facing a Panthers defense that I believe is just criminally undervalued this year due to injuries last season. They're deep. They have a very talented secondary. They could take away Amari Cooper. And then beyond that, there's not too much to throw to down the field. So also weather could be a factor in this one. Could be wet and wild in Charlotte on Sunday. Dell, you got any bets you like for week one?
Yeah, I really like Marquise Brown anytime touchdown score at plus 175 at Bet365. Okay. Rondale Moore got hurt in practice yesterday and is now questionable for week one. Zach Ertz, also questionable. We know that they have no DeAndre Hopkins. Christian Kirk is gone. The game total is at 54 points. It's the highest total of the week, J-Lo. And Vegas expects the Cardinals to score 21 points. Somebody's got to score, and that's going to be Kyler Murray's new wideout.
All right, Hollywood swinging. I'm going to go with you on that one as well. That's a good price. Now, week one is fun, but week two is perhaps my favorite week for betting football the entire season because of the overreaction to solo game results. Markets just kind of knee-jerk reaction moves on perceptions. You can find a lot of value betting against those overreactions. And on the flip of this too, you can also get ahead of those moves and bet week two odds, which are up on the board right now at most sports books. So you grab a good number before things get a little crazy. One line that I do love, and I've been holding on to it for a while here, is Denver minus 10.5 hosting Houston in week two. The Broncos, they battle in Seattle, 6.5-point faves. Russ's return to Lumen, blah, 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 Monday Night Football. A game that Denver should win comfortably, though, if the spread is any indication. Houston also getting around a touchdown or more at home to Indy, a game that they should lose if all that goes according to plan here. But we played that game of true or false trends on the Tuesday show. There's a trend with the Broncos home openers that I love, hold near and dear to my heart, and bet it pretty much every season. Denver, 19-3 straight up, 14-4-4 ATS in home openers since 2000. And it makes sense. There's a narrative. Opponents still working their way into game shape earlier in the year. They got to climb up the mountain. They got to battle in the thin air of Mile High. This one I could see, you know, if it goes according to plan in week one, this one I could see getting up to around 12 and maybe, you know, flirting with two touchdowns if everything goes according to plan. So I like Denver minus 10.5 right now, week two. Another week two line, classic week two overreaction. Rams were the biggest favorites of the season, giving 13.5 to the Falcons at home in week two on the look-ahead lines. And then they have this embarrassment of last night. DK reopens this line, Rams minus 12. Now, LA definitely wants to get the taste of that loss out of their mouths right away. And they got a little mini bye to get them right. And perhaps Cooper Kupp can take Matt Stafford around the receiver's room and say, hey, these guys here can also catch footballs. You might want to look at them too. That's not taking anything away from the Bills secondary. That did a really good job and made my bet look stupid on the Rams last night. But you can get Rams minus 12 right now. I think that's a pretty good number based on overreaction. Then there's so much news that you're going to get here before kickoff on Sunday. We're going to narrow down that noise and single out a couple interesting angles to pay attention to this weekend. Starting with the skies, we're going to look up and it could rain in Carolina. It's going to be hot and humid there. Cincy, Tennessee, also seeing possible thunderstorms. Miami's going to be hot, like hot as balls. Feel like temps around 100 degrees, humidity, Pats and Finns. Belichick's been in Florida all week with his guys trying to get ready, used to that heat, playing on soccer fields. But it's good that he's going to hurt both teams. Week one is always tough with conditioning, so keep an eye on those teams. Chicago, 70% chance of rain, wind gusts up to 33 miles per hour, could keep everything on the ground. And they also just flipped the turf at Soldier Field to Bermuda grass. It runs hard and fast like the Niners like to. Trey Lance, anytime touchdown out there, plus 210. I did bet that one, just saying. Total for Niners and Bears down at 40. And there's a few injuries of note. George Kittle, groin injury. That's pretty big. Godwin, game time decision, not cleared for contact. But the Lions missing a lot of O-line pieces versus the Eagles. They have guard Haleb. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this guy's name. There's a lot of A's and I's next to each other. But he's out. They got a guard in Tommy Kramer, question mark. Pro Bowl center Frank Rangau is hurting. Cluster injuries can be huge and undervalued. Eagles minus 3 is a nice number. I like that one. Now, before we get to the two-minute warning, we're going to bring in our friend, Arthur DeCesar from the Superbook. He's going to join us here, give us kind of a family feud, fast money round segment, give us all the information that's happening out of the gambling mecca of Las Vegas. So we're going to bring Arthur in right now. All right, welcome to the Sharp 600. Let's just get right into it here. Heaviest bet game in terms of ticket count for week one.
No doubt about it. It's going to be the Sunday night matchup. Great matchup. Bucks, Cowboys, Brady versus America's team. Everything's always tied to the Sunday night game. That's going to be it.
Absolutely. And the biggest liability for you guys here in week one?
Well, right now it's the Chiefs. You know, Chiefs going on the road to Arizona, open them -4, now sitting at 6.5. Could get to the key number of 7. Everybody on the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. I got actually have KC -3 in that game. So good number on that one. Yeah. Biggest sharp draw for you guys in terms of side or total?
Right now it's Miami. You know, we opened Miami -2.5 at home against New England. Got to 3. Now over the 3 at 3.5. Everybody and public people are on them too. But that started with the sharp money at 2.5. Nobody wants to take New England.
Right. Biggest Joes versus Pros split out there.
You know, the Joes versus Pro split, I would say it's probably the Panthers and the Browns. You know, Panthers are going to be a very public side, and the sharp people are going to be happy to take the Browns. That's why you've seen it go to a pick 'em now. Obviously, the Browns with the quarterback issue, but that's definitely the divide there.
Yeah. Any notable totals out there people should know about?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the Packers-Minnesota, obviously divisional rival game. That was at 49. It's now gone to 47. You know, not that there's been a move, but we know that there's going to be a ton of people when we get to game time that will take the over in the Raiders game. So we'll definitely need the under in the Raiders Chargers game.
Mm-hmm. Any surprise action kind of going against what you thought here in week one?
I don't know if it's surprise, but it's a big 3-point move as a team goes on the road, the Russell Wilson Bowl, you know, Denver goes to Seattle on Monday night. It was 4. It's now 7. And that's all public money. Everybody is on Denver. They'll be in every money line, every teaser. A lot of Denver money.
Nice, nice. And we got to get your favorite week one bet. Keep going. Keep going. I got to get this week one
favorite
bet.
Favorite week one bet. Ugly first half between the Niners and the Bears. Under 20.5 should be a sloppy game.
All right. Well, that is it for us. Thank you, Arthur. Thanks, Dell. Thank you for listening or watching, however you're taking this in. A friendly reminder, please rate and review the podcast. Let us know what you want to hear each episode. We're pretty flexible here. Good luck and enjoy the first NFL Sunday of the season.